Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
The Kildare Yarn Bombers, yes. We should have had a theme tune for you. How are you doing, Annie?
Hello. Hello, Ray. Thanks for having us on today.
Hello, Esther.
Hello.
Hello, Anna.
Hi.
Yeah. Anna, what age are you?
9.
What age are you, Esther? I'm joking.
19.
19. Yeah. 19. And a bit.
Yeah.
And Annie. So the Kildare Yarn Bombers. Will you explain to me what are yarn bombers, Annie?
Oh, so basically yarn bombing started back in 2005 in Texas when a lady who owned a shop decided she would crochet her doorknob just to brighten up the day.
Right.
And customers came in and said, "That's great. What have you done there?" And she said, "Oh, I've just crocheted my doorknob." And here we are now some 20 years later and it's gone all over the world. And back in 2016, we brought it to Newbridge in County Kildare as part of our lovely arts festival called Junefest. So for the month of June since 2016, we've engaged the entire community in crocheting and knitting an entire park.
And it's all inclusive. Youngest participant?
Oh, well, Anna's been involved since she was two.
Right.
Esther, yeah. I mean, it's fair to say you're in your 90s.
I'd say, yeah.
Are you in your 90s, Esther?
Somebody said so this morning. So I said I'd go along with it. I'm still walking.
Well, great to see you. Delighted to see you. Yeah. There is nothing in the world that isn't crocheable. That's your mantra.
There really isn't. I mean, over the years, we've crocheted all manner of things from giraffes to elephants to mermaids to Michael D. Higgins to Christy Moore.
Right.
I would love to crochet Paddy Casey if he's listening.
Yes, the singer.
He's got really textured hair and textured layers.
So you wouldn't like to crochet me then?
We could crochet you.
I'm not offended, Anna. I know I'd know her.
Right. No, we could crochet you, but we've crocheted a monkey instead called Ray Monkey, who'll be in the park this year. Yeah, yeah.
Is this for me?
Yeah. Well, he's for you to hug for the time being,
yeah.
And you can have him and bring him to the park in June.
Hello. And hello, also, Ray the monkey.
Because he was a bit thirsty coming up, Ray, we processed him a pint as well.
I'm a teetotaler.
No, it's for Ray Monkey.
It's for the monkey. Yeah. He's a drinker. Yeah. Well, we've just been talking about the effect it has on the human brain, so I don't know about monkeys' brains.
Yeah, so there's nothing that we won't crochet. And we're lucky in our community because we have some people with a spark in their eye and a great sense of fun. Yeah. And anyone involved in yarn bombing understands that it's all about fun.
Okay.
And our theme this year in the park is "Look What I Made," which means you can pretty much make whatever you like.
Yeah. So Anna, what have you crocheted?
So I actually crocheted some pom-poms.
Yes?
Some pom-poms, loads of colours. I think we hang some pom-poms on the trees with bunting or something.
So you have a sort of a crocheted installation every year in the field.
Yeah.
Something.
And you've done various things and you've put birds up in trees and you'll probably want this monkey back, will you, to put him up in the tree, will you?
Yeah.
And Esther, how long have you been involved since the beginning, have you?
I've been involved for
2016, Esther.
Yeah. And how did you get involved? They came into your school?
Into the convent in Newbridge.
Yes.
And we made that our base. And I make the tea.
You don't crochet?
I don't crochet. Yeah. I don't crochet.
She knits.
I knit.
Yes. Is that your... Did you knit that hat?
No, I didn't knit that hat.
It's a glorious looking hat.
I haven't brought any samples of the day.
Now, my wife knits and she finds it very meditative.
Sure. So, and relaxing.
Yes. And it's good as well because it involves dexterity, doesn't
it? Exactly.
Yes. And you can't be thinking about anything else really when you're it's all the good stuff. And this year you're planning to get a line of bunting from Newbridge to Naas, which let's see if my memory serves me correct. It's about 5 miles, is it?
The numbers are quite insane.
Yes.
My husband's a mathematician, so he was writing down all the numbers for me today, and I said I can't work that out. But the world record currently stands as 8 miles long, which would kind of, which is
a
huge amount of bunting. Yeah. But what we're going to do is set an Irish record. So if we get to the Curragh and back, that's 4 miles, which would be fantastic.
Yeah.
But the project this year is twofold because since 2016, nothing we make gets thrown away. So every year we take it down, put it in storage and bring it out again.
Yeah.
Unless it's been, you know, brutalised by the weather, which means we have to let it go. So this year, working with a lady called Signa, who does great work for Team Hope in Newbridge and makes 200 boxes herself every year of crocheted things.
Where do they go to?
Fantastic. They go to children in need in other countries.
Yes.
So it's a lovely, lovely project. So we'll be sending them into... So what we're doing this year is asking people to make a square, a simple knitted or crocheted square.
Is that a foot by a foot or 30 centimetres by 30 centimetres?
I would say in centimetres, that is 35 centimetres.
35 centimetres by 35 centimetres.
And if you go onto the Kildare Yarn Bombers Facebook page, you'll see a little video there, because what we're going to then do is take it to our team, who will make fold them into essentially what is a bunting slice, which becomes bunting.
Yes.
Yeah. Then we will be displaying them in various locations all over Newbridge, including Whitewater and the Curragh Racecourse lots of the groups we work with. For example, we work with Care, and it's a big hello to Shifa, Nicole, and lovely Danny and Lucy at Care, and the Platinum Club, hello Carmel Murphy. And we'll be displaying it in there. But after the event, it'll all be taken down, and we will then be taking these squares and turning them into scarves and hats and little bags for the boxes, and also to be donated to charity.
Okay.
So A, it'll be for the festival in June and to break a world record, and B, they'll be going to charity afterwards.
Yeah. What do you like most about it, Anna?
I like how it makes the park like a funner place.
Yeah.
And it welcomes more children to make it like a nicer place for everyone to be in, and how it's all about fun.
It is all about fun, What are you in, third or fourth?
Third.
Third, yeah. Mm. How are things going there to get you the day off?
I left school early today.
Yes, and then midterm next week.
So
you're just to be in tomorrow, and then it's a week off. Great, right? And Esther, how are you? You're in your 90s. Amazing.
Yeah, what's amazing about it?
Healthy living.
He's in healthy living, yes.
Mentally and physically.
Great. Hello, all Yarn Bombers. Lovely to hear you on the show. Head for the Yarn Bombers also start in 2016, and our hearts are out there for Valentine's Day. So they do hearts. That'd be a nice thing to do, wouldn't it?
Well, it really would. And I mean, we're really shouting out to everybody in the country to get involved in this project or your own, because it's so simple to do. It really is just a case of getting together, one or two people.
Absolutely.
And say, hey, how about we young?
And you'll take anybody's old wool, any old wool.
I have to say thank you to a wonderful woman called Nuala Tomini, who has retired from crafting and donated 15 sacks, imagine that, of wool.
Wool, right.
And all of that goes from our drop point, which is Noah's Ark Charity Shop, which is probably the best charity shop in Ireland.
In
New York City. People who know, if you know, you know that Newbridge is a mecca for charity shoppers. And in Noah's Ark, on a Saturday and Sunday, we have what's called a drop and swap.
Okay.
So we encourage people to bring down your wool to donate it, or pick up some wool if you'd like to take some, and drop off your squares, and we will.
And you brought in those brilliant hula hoops. So it's like a spot. Spider's web in the middle, but beautifully crocheted.
Anyone listening who crochets will know about the mandalas. So they are basically how we display a lot of our work in the park. So because it's an installation that pops up and pops down again, we have to find creative ways of bringing big colour very quickly.
Yeah.
So these are basically crocheted onto hula hoops. Again, a very simple project for school teachers listening or community groups listening is to get your hula hoops out and get doing it in circles. They're very, very easy to install. Mm-hmm.
What do you want to be when you grow up, Anna?
Either a teacher or an artist or an author.
Right, right.
I've got my options.
Yeah. What do you want to be when you grow up, Esther?
when I grow up, I keep on getting the inspiration from Annie.
Yeah,
because she's full
of inspiration. She's the driving force.
And she keeps the show on the road.
Yes. Well, listen, thanks so much. And I know that Michael De Higgins was a guest recently, and he has one of your crocheted bumblebees on his desk.
He does.
Or it's Nuketron, which is great.
And
Kildare Yarn Bombers and Yarn Bombers all over the country. Keep doing what you're doing. And good luck in June.
Can I just say a big thank you to Kildare County Council for supporting us as they do, and Life Credit Union, who mean that we can get a cherry picker.
Anna, thank you very much. Esther, thank you. Annie, thank you. Quick commercial break.
Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.